Greetings, my fellow listeners. It's Rob here, and today we're going to be talking about my views on several topics, specific topics that is, where I get to dive into topics based on what I feel like and what any suggestions in the voice messages. If you want to leave me a voice message saying like, "Hey, do you mind if I can like get your view on this specific topic?" And I'll be like, "Hey, sure thing." So make sure you leave a voice message on your suggestion for future topics. But with that being said, let's get straight into today's topic. And today's topic circles around one of my favorite things ever, food. Food is definitely one of my favorite things to talk about, to experiment with, you know, like put them in different combinations and like see if it works out. But also just to like see people cook. You know, the art of cooking is truly an art form that, you know, develops over time with anyone. Anyone can develop into like this art of cooking, of making good food, you know, not just food, but making really good food. You know, would I consider myself to be a foodie? Well, you know, I'm not exactly primed on knowledge about, you know, Maryland's top restaurants, and I don't really know what type of cheese pairs well with a wine, but what I do know for a fact is that I am interested in food. Food is a hobby for me, not a simple activity to survive, and I just love everything about food, from the industry to today's economy based on food sales to even talking about today's specificity. That's the word, that's the key word. Specificity, which is condiments. Condiments have been getting so popular, especially with new varieties of mayonnaise, ketchup, and various mustard brands out there that are kind of like, you know, delving into today's market shelves. But I am here to say right now that condiment conundrums is the only thing that condiments are actually good at in my mind. And before we go into more about condiments, let me brief you in a little bit about condiments. You know, when condiments, there's often like a dictionary definition for condiment, and a condiment is a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food. Now, a condiment is either a spice, sauce, or a preparation that is added to food to impart a specific flavor. We are here mainly to talk about condiment sauces, not. I'm not even gonna mention about other spices or any other like toppings like roasted red bell peppers, jardiniere. No, we are gonna focus mainly on sauces. And what are the top three sauces? Ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. Those are always things that, you know, ketchup and mustard, you always find them on most restaurants or dining locations. But when it comes to mayonnaise, it's almost in every person's home. There's so many different types of mayonnaise, so many different types of ketchup and mustard. And yet, in the end, I'm just one of those people that just says I don't like condiment sauces, you know? And it really hurts me because, you know, I love food. Again, like, I am a big fan of food. I love food as much as the next person, you know? But when it comes to condiments, I feel quite queasy about this. I mean, I've eaten things like fish eyeballs, bull testicles, to even drinking blood of a lamb, which is quite tangy in flavor and prevalent in its richness. But when it comes to like something like ketchup or something like olive oil infused mayonnaise, it just doesn't go well for me. And I think that with all the joking aside, I mean, condiments, as much as you know, other people love them, as much as the people out there want to put mustard on their hot dogs or ketchup on top of their fries, or even put mayonnaise and put a smudge of mayonnaise on a bun on a sandwich, I don't usually prefer that. Now, will I tolerate it to an extent? Yes, specifically towards mayonnaise. But when it comes to like ketchup and like mustard and that sort of thing, I really can't help but like share my distaste. You know, even talking about ketchup right now kind of makes me want to gag. You know, it's one of those things where like, you know, ketchup is very much like a reality show. It's often way too sweet. It's often way too strong, drama-wise, and when I say drama-wise, I mean like the acidity notes in ketchup, and there's just way too much going on, and there's too much variety that's going on too. So yeah, that's a problem. That's a very big problem, and I think that, you know, we could still go on to this. I could go on and on about this, but let me just go and delve into specifics. Now, let's start off with ketchup. Ketchup is by far one of my most hated things that I've ever put in my mouth, ever. And that really says something, because I've tried Spam, and Spam is a lot better than ketchup, which really says a lot. But, you know, me loving Spam and eggs and rice, I can't help it. Especially Loco Moco in Hawaii. In Hawaii, it's delicious. But when it comes to ketchup, that strong tomato flavor, I can't really tolerate. And with that sharp, acidic notes at the end, when you taste ketchup, it just doesn't do it for me. And the smell, it's very pungent of tomato itself. Now, I love eating tomatoes to an extent in salads and in raw forms, in like sauces and other various uses where it's used in its raw state. But when it's often cooked and often placed inside ketchup-based products, or ketchup itself, it just seems like you're ruining the tomato by overemphasizing it and adding unnecessary acidic notes to it, which is why I don't like ketchup. I really don't. When it comes to mayonnaise, I mean, mayonnaise has a fishy aroma, even though it's like, it's mostly comprised of like egg whites and oil in order to make mayonnaise. But, you know, with olive oil mayonnaise and other stuff too, it's just like, ooh, it just gets complicated afterwards, you know. And it's, mayonnaise is just definitely something that you just do not want to think about at times, you know, because like back in like what, 1958, people would often put mayonnaise inside Jell-O containers with other stuff in order to create a Jell-O bunt mayo coagulant congealed mess, and they sprinkle parsley on top of it and call it a dish. I rather call it a side dish that I would throw in the trash as soon as anybody is no longer looking from it. I don't like mayonnaise to an extent. I do
hate it to an extent. I do appreciate a smidge here and there on a burger, but that's pretty much the only use I probably would see mayonnaise fit for.
And with mustard is just very much like a very ugly stepsister. I'd rather not encounter it. Once I've seen it, I'd rather not encounter it again. And that's all I have to say about mustard. You know, and like, it kills me because, you know, again, I love food. But when it comes to condiments, it's just not right. It's just not right. But if you love them, you do you. You know, that's just my view, hence the title of this series. That's just my view on everything, and I just don't like condiments. I really don't, you know? But, you know, you go ahead and you do you. You know, it's your choice. But if I'm gonna say this right now, just do not be upset when I eat a plain hot dog in front of you while you are pouring ketchup, all over your hot dog. Just expect me to not put anything on it and just eat a dog straight up. A hot dog, not an actual dog. That would just be heinous, but, you know. When it comes to stuff like this, stuff that requires condiments, maybe you should reconsider just putting on peppers instead of ketchup. I don't know why, I'm more of a pepper guy. I'm more of a jardiniere type of person. I'm the type of guy that probably sprinkled a little extra paprika and stuff to make things extra spicy. I prefer condiment spices over condiment sauces, and I think it's just a texture thing too, because I'm very big on texture too. Because when it comes to like chewing on stuff that isn't supposed to be like chewy and it's supposed to be crunchy, it gives me a little bit of a problem. Textural components of a dish is very essential to me and determining whether or not I like it, and it kind of is a big deal breaker for me. So that's definitely something to think about. But again, going back to condiment sauces, I don't really tolerate a lot of them. I will enjoy some of them to an extent, but not to the point where I will use them on a daily basis. The only good use I see in mustard is just putting it inside of balloons and just tossing it to people. But you know, that's frowned upon in a lot of societies. If you just throw a balloon at a person that's filled with mustard, that's just gonna make up for a big yellow mess, and nobody wants to take care of that. But with that being said, that is the end of my discussion for my view on condiment sauces. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to leave an applause and leave a voice message on what topics you want me to talk about next. And thank you very much for tuning into this podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this. And please let me know, send me a voice message too for feedback, for if my audio is not up to par. And I will try my best to fix that in the next podcast. But with that being said, thank you very again, and salutations, my friends.